Oh, fuck off, whoever you are. Fuck's sake. Gotta get a nap on a shift in peace. On behalf of everyone everywhere.
What? What do you want now?
What have I said to you over the last 3 weeks? Out of office, out of bounds. This is bounds. You are bounding on my bounds. Explain yourself. I don't want to tidy-tidy. I want to sleep and get paid for it. Because life is cruel and I'm annoyed I've got slightly above average size feet. Do the work I've been paid to do. Are you mad? No, nothing's wrong with the screen. It's just got tape over it. Because I have a reasonable fear of hackers and privacy violations. What's up? Well, that and the hit cameras. If I wanted to feel bad about my developing double chin, I'd find a mirror. So, what's the emergency? Well, I did say don't zoom unless there's actual bodily harm come to you, so. Are you in hospital? Nooby tooby ruby, when I say put it down in an email, I really do mean put it down in an email. Because I'm asocial and thrive on non-personal communication. How can I help you? I'm not turning my camera on. Because I'm at home. This is my space. I don't wish to be perceived in my space. Yeah, well, I'm in bed. I'm not in a workspace. There is no such thing as a workspace in my home. Well, you are a fool. A slave to the capitalist confines our country finds itself in. And you have my pity. No! Because you're a work item. This is a home place. You do not belong in this place. I'm not tolerating such infiltration. What do you want? Come on. What's the non-emergency? Oh, of course you do. Go on. What are your notes? Oh, God. You're doing it again, aren't you? More. You're doing more. More than the floor. How many times do I have to tell you the floor is the ceiling? We work a 9-to-5 soul-sucking corporate job. Can you do the math? To quote the middle-aged woman who trained me, minimum wage, minimum work. Where's the lie? Where's the lie? Who's lying? Yeah, well, you're being small-minded. I actually find it very inspiring. Well, if anything, they're just setting a good work-life balance. Work enough to have access to Wi-Fi, have running water, and call it a day. Stop trying to be my work wife. You! Well, shouldn't we aspire to do better? You sound like an overworked, underappreciated woman who slowly realized she's tied her life to an overgrown, emotionally dyslexic toddler. And called him a man. Well, I don't know anything about it personally, but my sister does. Oh, but doing the bare minimum is my comfort zone. Why do you want me to be uncomfortable?
Fascist.
So, you want me to do my job, do you? How are you going to incentivize that?
Pardon?
Are you trying to bribe me with Starbucks? With the Christmas special hot chocolate
Starbucks?
Free of charge? You leave it at the door and not talk to me? Fine. What are your thoughts?
Oh, God.
You're lucky I'm lazy. Yeah, well, congratulations, you've worn me down. Like an old leggy shoe. What a way you have with people. Come on, then. Let's do this. So if we look at the projections for... I'm trying. Come on. Wake up. Remember you have a subscription to someone's OnlyFans. That's it. I've awoken my corporate side. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't think I'd dabble in free porn, did you? Far too risky. You have no idea what you're supporting. Lots of those people are probably underage. And also, paid for porn's just better. Well, it's made by adults who want to make it, and also it's not gratuitous violence and misogyny. Take it.
What? What do you want me to take? Mediocrity and disappointment?
Sorry, projecting.
Okay.
I think if we just tidy this part up, you do all the blabbing, I'll fill in the blanks. I think it should be okay. Yeah, I'm alright. What, the Colin thing? Don't worry about it. Well, what's a slap on the wrist when you've lost all feeling in your arms? What did they say? You cannot speak to people like that in a workplace. Well, I said, and you also can't be sexually harassing people in a workplace. Nah, Sam's too scared to get involved.
I don't blame her.
It's enough of a humiliation to go through it, never mind having to tell somebody about it. But like, just tell someone, it's like, if you had been felt up by a man old enough to be your granddad, would you go around blabbing about it? No. Why? Because it's gross and humiliating. And you don't want to talk about gross, humiliating things, but oh no! Must make a report, must notify. Why didn't you say anything? Cuss! My amygdala said not to! Well, he's left her alone thus far, so... We'll see. That isn't actually a terrible idea. You were there. We could both say, oi! We saw you, old mushroom. And also, because you're a man, they'll probably believe you more. Oh, well, a man wouldn't dub another man in unless it was true. Like you're all in some kind of cult. Mm-hmm. Next time we're in, then. Should we go to war with Colin? We see your shriveled penis and we raise you! You're making me laugh at work, shut up. You're not winning me over, you're wearing me down like a wearing down thing. Come on. Let's finish this so I can go back to being asleep.
You don't sleep while you're at home? While some millionaire's paying you to do it? Are you a lizard? Then there is no scientific explanation. Okay. Come on then. Let's boom shaka boom. I don't know, I'm trying to summon the will to work. Remember the expensive hot chocolates and Enrique's amazing chubby ass. He's counting on my support. Gotta grind. Yeah, well, to quote Motomoto, I like them big, I like them plumpy. Are we finished? Will you relinquish me? Fabulous. Have you just paid for someone to deliver a Starbucks to my house? Oh, you have. Well, that was very unnecessary and nice. Thank you. I still owe you that coffee. Why won't you let me pay you back? You're acting like it's some weird blood oath. Exactly, it's just a tea, so. Friends don't keep tabs. And when did we become friends? I know. I told you I was rude. And you're naive for not listening. You're getting that tea money back, no matter what. Just to annoy you. We'll see, will we? We'll see. I'm not smiling, I'm just sick of frowning. Well, I'll tell you what, the next time I force you to do work, I'll get you a coffee. Except, oh no, I wouldn't do that to you. Because I'm a decent human being. Well, I better go grab my Starbucks before it goes cold. Thank you. Is this how you make friends and influence people? You just seduce them with hot dairy. Actually, I can think of worse ways. Remember, Operation Destroy Colin on Monday. Prepare? Or at least look forward to it. What do you mean? What are you smiling for? You with your plastered on grin. Of course I'm relaxed, I'm at home. No, I'm not more relaxed with you. I'm just relaxed because I'm in my space and you just happen to be contacting me out of bounds. I told you, you were bounding. Okay, I'm gonna have to end this conversation because you're making me want to slip my wrists. We are not friends, we are people that exchange Starbucks. Shut up and go do something human. See you later. Happy masturbating on the clock. Well, if you don't nap, I assume you at least masturbate. What are you doing? You're at home. Be yourself. Bye. I don't like you. I don't like you. I'm gonna go drink Starbucks.